Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio. We are still in Rome at MIA, at the market of the Rome Film Festival. And my guest today is Matthew Baker from Hanway Films. Hello, Matthew.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Your role in Hanway is acquisition. So you look for projects, basically, and you buy stuff.
Yes.
And you're here as member of the selection committee of the New Cinema Network. So you said one of the people that selected the 30 projects that were that are going to be presented in these days. How was this job? How difficult was it?
It was really difficult. It was a process that took us over the summer. There were a lot of submissions. There were a lot of scripts to read, a lot of kind of director statements to kind of pour through, budgets to look over. And there was a very high quality. So it made deciding those final 30 very, very hard indeed. And I was only helped by the fact I had four wonderful colleagues from around the world helping me in that decision.
So what does a single participant have to submit in order to be to participate in the selections? Besides the budget and then whatever, I mean, what is that they have to show you in order for you to choose them?
Beyond the script,
yeah.
Well, I think for me at least, I can only really answer for me here, but I was assessing it like I would any other project, you know, doing my job normally. You're looking for something that's going to hopefully astound you. It's going to take you into different worlds that you didn't know about. It's going to have a distinct and authorial voice. Mm-hmm. And there were so many of them that delighted me in taking me into worlds that I didn't know about. You know, I think one of the kind of great tools of cinema is its ability to talk about things in the abstract. So you can look at modern day events. There's a project on fracking. You know, there's a project on transsexuals in the Middle East. You know, fascinating worlds to kind of dive into. So I think looking for something that's culturally rich, that you think is going to make for kind of passionate and intelligent cinema that's kind of good guide for me.
And is there any project that you're particularly fond of, if you can tell?
When's this going out? Maybe we should pause for a second. I don't know.
Is going out not before. Which day is today? Today is Sunday.
Sunday.
Not before Tuesday night or Wednesday.
Okay, fine. So, yeah, because there are a couple that are up for some very specific awards that are going to be announced tonight. No, there are some that really entranced me. There's a project called Mustangs that I thought was very beautiful, that looked at, again, a world I didn't know. This is set in a world where horses and other animals are used to rehabilitate prisoners. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea such a thing existed, and the filmmaker used it to tell a very powerful tale. There was another Italian project called My Body Will Bury You that was looking at late 19th century Sicily and this incredible group of women, these kind of bandits who were enacting revenge. And again, just an incredible insight into a part of history I didn't know about. I thought a really distinctive and kind of courageous voice. So yeah, I guess those two kind of spring to mind, but there are a great many that I liked.
I wanted to ask you something about your specific job besides being member of the selection committee here. In this last few years, everybody is talking about the crisis that the cinema is going through, both financially, of course, which is like the biggest one probably, and also in terms of contents, because it seems that it's very difficult to find new voices, new way of telling stories, and interesting stories too. Did you find this true in your job, and how can you cope with that?
Okay, well, there are two different sides to that question. The first, the financial question, is a major hardship for all of us. You know, we're seeing changes maybe in European law. They're going to have profound economic shifts in the industry. You know, if there is a kind of digital single union in the European Union, you know, the process by which we sell and finance films is directly threatened by that. You know, and I think whilst I see the kind of economic landscape being very poor, I'm not sure I'd agree that the cultural landscape is that limited. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been very lucky this year to be involved in some great projects coming from all across the world. You know, we've just done a feature animation with Charlie Kaufman, called Animalisa.
I saw it in Venice. Oh, that's good. That was so good.
So, I mean, that's like kind of a normal Disney animation, you know, in the same way that...
He's not a normal guy.
The moon is like the sun, you know. He's not a normal guy. And I think it was wonderful to see that film picked up by Paramount. Mm-hmm. You know, that such a diverse piece of cinema would be kind of so rewarded by the studios, I thought was very interesting. I think now that we live in a digital age, you know, the ability to have people from all walks of life make content, make stories, put it out, have that distributed. You know, it's going beyond traditional cinema.
But don't you think that this enormous possibility of inputs coming from all over the world, because everybody can do something, because digital is helping everybody, is making things cheaper and easier for everybody, couldn't this be an additional problem? Because you have like a huge, an enormous amount of stuff.
Well, it's the quality that suffers, invariably. We're seeing the rise of the amateur and amateur production values, amateur storytelling. Some of it's going to be amazing. 99% of it's probably going to be very bad. And I think it makes picking a film as a consumer, you know, when you're on these massive video sites like Netflix or Apple iTunes, you have almost too much choice. And so much of it is feeling fragmented, and you're not really getting something very special as a result. I mean, I don't have any of the answers. We're all feeling our way through.
Day by day.
Day by day, exactly.
My last question is about cinema distribution. Do you think that theatrical distribution is still a key thing in distributing a movie, or could be like a side effect of a future major digital distribution, online distribution of it? Do you think that the two worlds can talk to each other? Or?
I hope so. I'd be very sad if the cinema dies away, because most of us are in this industry because we love cinema. You know, we see going to the movie palace, you know, such that, you know, it's a trip to something special to see a film with, you know, an audience is inherently different from seeing a film on TV alone. You know, it's not just about the size of the projection or the, you know, fidelity of the sound. It's, you know, very much part, it's a special part of experiencing a movie, is to see it with an audience. And I'm very lucky, I get to go to festivals and see it with kind of incredible audiences across the world. But the idea that, you know, the local cinema is to be taken away from me, I'd fight tooth and nail to stop that from happening.
Well, I would do the same. If you want to set up a brigade to fight this, just call me, because I would do it myself.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Thank you very much, Matthew, for your work.
Thank you for your time with us.
It was Matthew Baker from the Rome Film Festival. Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.